Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues, all blues and nothing but the blues. You know, today's episode is about the three kings of the blues, B.B., Freddie, and Albert. You know, the first part of the show, we did four songs from B.B. King, and now we're going to do Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball himself. Just like most of the guys, they were born from down in the South, but he wasn't from the Delta, he was from Texas. He was born in the mid-30s, and as a teenager, he moved to Chicago. Like most of the blues guys did, they went up to Chicago. You know, he worked in a steel mill. All the blues guys back then, they wanted to record for Chess Records. You know, that's where Muddy Waters was, that's where Howlin' Wolf was. But they rejected him several times. But you know, he kept at it. He kept playing the local blues clubs, and he had a very unique style. You know, he played with a thumb pick and a pick on his index finger, and he had a kind of a funky sound to the blues. Maybe say, you know, his blues had the fourth chord in it. And Freddie was a very unique guitar player himself. Now let's get right into it. Let's hear some Freddie King.
town. Call me the boogeyman. Nobody can do it like I can. They call me the boogeyman. I'm a king size boogeyman. The sheriff has got my number. He locked me up last fall. And I can't go back at all. They call me the boogeyman. Nobody can do it like I can. They call me the boogeyman. I'm a king-size boogeyman. Yeah. I used to play with a traveling band. I'm boogieing and I wind up doing time. Call me the boogeyman. Nobody can do it like I can. They call me the boogeyman. I'm a king size boogeyman. All right.
That was the boogeyman for Mr. Freddie King himself, the Texas Cannonball. You know, Freddie had a very unique style. You know, he could get funky with the guitar, and you know, he could play just dirty lowdown blues. And he was really a master of the guitar. You know, the way he played with the thumb pick and the index finger, no effects on his guitar. And you know, he had to work all his different sounds with tone knobs on his guitar, the volume knob on the guitar. Also just the way he, you know, pluck the strings itself. You know, he could hit it smooth and he could really attack. But he was also an underrated guitarist, and he had several instrumentals. And his instrumentals actually became famous in the beach music community from the 60s. You know, songs like San Jose and The Stumble. You know, Freddie's not really known for, you know, crossing over that much, but these were big time crossover songs. You know, you think about the Elvis movies, all the girls, you know, shaking their bikinis on the beach and everything. But his most famous instrumental was Hideaway. That's probably one of the most covered blues instrumentals there is today. So let's get right into it. Here is Hideaway from Mr. Freddie King. Thank you. that was I'm Going Down from the Texas Cannonball himself, Mr. Freddie King. That song right there just pretty much sums up what Freddie King sounds like. You know, he's very versatile, but you know, at the end, he's just hard driving. And he's got that, you know, little bit of a funky sound to him. And you know, you think about, you know, the war this guy won. Put it into perspective, you know, the Texas governor, Ann Richards, back in the day, declared September 3rd, Freddie King Day in the state of Texas. And only two other entertainers in Texas have a day named after them. That's Bob Wills and Buddy Holly. And you think of the musicians and the talented musicians that came out of the state of Texas, and that Freddie King is one of only three people that had a day named after him in that state. That says a lot in itself. The British blues guys came over. Some of the older blues guys weren't, you know, too receptive of it, but he welcomed these guys with open arms because he saw the potential. He welcomed Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck, and they all became really good friends. It's really a shame he died, you know, at such a young age of 42 years old. He still had a lot to give. But, you know, he won a lot of awards. And he's also in the Blues Hall of Fame. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was inducted by ZZ Top into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, how cool can that be? And also at Rolling Stone magazine, he's considered the 15th greatest guitar player of all time. Well, stay tuned. You know, we're going through the Three Kings. We've gone through BB and Freddie. Up next is the Velvet Bulldozer himself, Mr. Albert King. You're listening to WVFF Radio, and you're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7, Veterans for Truth. Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues, right here on WVFF Radio. We're doing our Three Kings episode, and we're two-thirds of the way through, and this last part is going to be my absolute favorite. We did BB, we did Freddie. And now there's Mr. Velvet Bulldozer, Albert King. Now this man plays some powerful guitar, and his style is unmistakable. He's probably the most influential out of the three. I mean, more rock guitarists play Albert King licks than anybody. And just like the other guys, he's from down south, he's from the Mississippi Delta. You know, he went to Chicago like all the other guys did, but he kind of hit the timing wrong. He was just a little bit too early. You know, the electric blues really hadn't took off yet in Chicago, and he did the best he could, but he took a different path. He said, I'm gonna go to St. Louis and see what happens. And he carved his own niche in St. Louis. And you know, Albert King, you think about Albert King, you think about two things. You think about a Gibson Flying V guitar and a well-tailored suit. You know, he's just a different cat than all the other guys. And he was a very aggressive guitar player. And very hard driving sound, and just the names of his songs, like a Crosscut Saw. What a cool name! Let's listen to Albert King with some Crosscut Saw.
bury me in your wood. I'm a cross-cut saw. Baby, just drag me across your lawn. I cut the wood so easy for you, woman. You can't help but say I know. someone else. Can't control the vibration, 'cause after all I didn't make myself. That no one turned to, tired of being alone, feeling like breaking up somebody's home.
That was Breaking Up Somebody's Home from Albert King. What a funky blues song that is. And you know, Albert took a different path, you know, than the other guys. He went to St. Louis. But then he went back to Memphis. Instead of, you know, doing, I would say, traditional blues or electric blues, he signed with Stax Records. And Stax Records definitely had a more of an R&B feel to it. And that song right there is a prime example. Stax Records, you know, they had Otis Redding and Booker T and the MGs. You think about it, he was left-handed guitar player, but when he switched his guitar over, he didn't change the string. You know, his little E string was on top and his big string, E string, is on the bottom. You know, most guitars, they get that bottom string and they bend up. Well, he had to reach up and pull down on it with a Gibson Flying V at that. So that's just very unique in itself. And when he got to Stax Records, his song became a little bit more radio friendly. And he just had such a unique style, and he's probably the most influential guitar player from the blues for rock guitars today. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, just his idol was Albert King. Well, let's get right back into it. Let's do some Killing Floor.
I let you put me on the killing floor.
I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read. I didn't know how to write. My whole life has been one big fight.
Bad Sign, that's probably the most recognizable song from Mr. King himself, and it's probably the most covered and re-recorded blues song of all time. And he definitely got that Memphis sound there. He went back to Memphis and he got with Stax Records. That song was written by Mr. Booker T, of Booker T and the MGs. His accolades are pretty impressive also. Of course, he's a member of the Blues Hall of Fame. And as with the previous two of the three kings, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2013 by Mr. John Mayer himself, and Rolling Stone magazine named Albert King the 22nd greatest guitar player of all time. We've gone through the three kings today, and you know one thing they all got to have in common is all three of them are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that's pretty impressive. And they're all within the top 25 of Rolling Stone magazine's list of the greatest guitar players of all time. I can't thank you enough for listening today. If you have any requests or comments or suggestions, anything, just go to WVFFradio.com and drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. But that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the program. You've been listening to Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox. We're on WVFF Radio FM, Veterans for Truth.